Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
Bit of a treat for you right now.
We do adore this lady, which is fitting that I start with that. I've used it before. Now, the new song, I tell you what, we're loving this new song, Beautiful Eyes. She said that this is her favourite song that she's ever written. It is the magnificent Amy Sharp.
Amy!
Welcome, Amy. I didn't know that. Is this really your most favourite song?
It's a big call, right?
Yeah.
Kind of nervous saying that, but yeah, it's... I didn't say my best song because that's a little bit controversial, but, like, I think it's my favourite for a few reasons. Like, I went on that really big regional tour and I had a lot of time alone and I was up to, like, show 27. It was, like, kind of halfway and I was in this really weird mindset. Like, it was kind of defeating me. Yep. And I wasn't eating good and I just felt crap. And then I asked my tour manager, I said, can I just, like, get my guitar and I'm just going to try and write, like, to try and pick my mood up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this song and it just changed my whole rest of the tour and it just came out very easily and it was kind of... Like a lot of songs now, after being in these rooms with you guys and that, you can be a little poisoned. Like you can write songs and be like, oh, radio will like this and I know how to do this trick and whatever.
Mm.
And this song felt really pure and just I wasn't trying any tricks. It was
and
just
when you went, sorry, Fitz, when you say open your beautiful eyes, is that to...
You, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That's all I needed to know. Outside of, because it goes with my long hair.
Yeah.
But is it meant to mean have a look at how, look what's around you?
Yeah. It was just a very universal line that I was pretty proud of because I was, although I was looking back at all my decisions that I had made and the song's very personal if you listen to like the verses, the chorus is very like, don't hold back, you know, just kind of react on what your gut is telling you, like open your beautiful eyes and it could be for... to anyone. Like,
love that.
You posted a video, Ames, and you know what? The smile on your face before, with an acoustic guitar, you were by a lake. Where were you? And you showed everyone this song the smile on, you were glowing and it was as if you'd just written the song. Where were you? Is that on the regional
like
tour?
Like the teaser with the water in the background.
Yes.
Yeah. That's at the Batch. So we have like this Batch in New Zealand in the South Island. And it's like, do you know, have you ever heard of batches in New Zealand?
No,
they're like
just
cabins.
A
I was about to say, yeah, what
it's a cabin,
it's not, it's like a cabin and there's not much Wi-Fi there and it's just stunning. Like
an inspirational place for you to write music? Do you go to places like that to find inspiration sometimes, Ames?
Yeah, I mean, I've been going there since I met Shane, since I met my husband, and it's kind of been in his family forever. I always joke that I only married him to get into the Batch I could be in on this
smart
property
girl.
Move.
Good
but
idea.
So anyway, yeah, I've been going there, you know, since I was like 20, 22, 23. So I have been writing at that place. Yeah.
What was the Coldplay over in Perth? You supported Coldplay over there. That looked unbelievable. One-off show. I mean, they caught, the thing was everyone travelled from all over Australia to go to Perth for that one-off show, and then they called a national tour at the end of it. But that looked
genius,
unbelievable.
Right?
Did you hang with the boys? Did you get to meet?
No, I kind of knew that would happen, Fitz. Like one of those things. Everyone thinks, oh, you're going to hang out. They're such a big band, you know. They're such a big band. There's so many moving pieces. There's millions of people in their crew. But I did get a beautiful card and like a nice bottle of wine and
great.
So, and I think for me, it was just the fact that Chris and the guys actually listened to the songs and were like, yeah, we want you to do
love
it. They, so they know my name and that was enough for me.
That was enough. Yeah. All right, this is exciting. She's brought the guitar in. Beautiful Eyes is the name of the song, which we're playing here at Nova. And we've said, Amy, you have to come in and do this on the guitar. We need an acoustic version. Amy Shark, Beautiful Eyes. Take it away, Amy.
Chances are you're probably gonna fall in love. Maybe it's the way they pick your brain. Maybe you're bored and you need a change. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah. wasn't nice to me. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do it, darling. Don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes, yeah. Yeah. Don't lie down when your head starts spinning. Write it down. Starts healing. Don't let the days go by. I'll miss you. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do. And darling, don't let the days go by. Open your beautiful eyes. Don't hold back when your legs start moving. Try to react, don't think, just do it. Don't let the days go by.
With Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play.
The Nova Player.